That's great. I love
well,
it.
Well, and so, and I want to mention that in the interest of that, the episode I was just mentioning when you guys were fighting, I edited the cold open to be, I think it was Joe saying, "Fuck you, Kyle." So the first word is fuck. And I enjoy the creative freedom to do so.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to SitSock. My name is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
I'd like to welcome you back. Hopefully this episode arrives before summer 2025.
If not,
yeah,
then...
Yeah, that's reasonable. I can do that.
That's fine.
If not, then...
Good goal.
Congratulations. Welcome to summer 2025. I'm sure it's warm.
Yeah. Yeah, sure it is.
Hot enough for you?
The,
anyway.
We got a new cat. Yeah. Have I talked to you guys about this yet?
I've seen a little bit of your posts of the key, the new boy.
A new little girl.
Oh, it's a girl. It's a new girl.
Wow.
Well, I...
Wait a minute.
It's okay. I was just fixing his mistake. Like, I didn't
myself.
I didn't want any of this.
Okay. Kill yourself. And also, tell Kevin to make whatever the background knocking noises are. Be quieter.
Yeah.
I think it's Kevin. Someone's got
it's
knocking
probably
sounds.
Me.
It's probably me.
Okay.
I'm using my keyboard.
Oh, gotcha.
So, we got a third cat, and we got a bearded dragon, but he's cool. He doesn't have any issues, because he's just a freaking lizard. Right now, he's just laying in his cage with his fat little body, being a fat little boy.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, and our new cat is named Gwen, or Gwendolyn, or Gwennifer Lopez, or whatever kind of combination you want to say the word Gwen in front of anything.
Spider Gwen.
Doesn't matter, really, what you call a cat, because they don't come.
That's untrue that I've seen. That's untrue to me. So, that Bane always comes when I call her if I'm near her and she can see my face. Gwen knows her name, but she fucking hates me, so. She's definitely Amy's cat. But Gwen is like a little ball of, energy. And Cat is too old to really care. He gets into fights with her, but, like, he's just, like, leave me alone. But, like, our little cat, Rosie... is just, like, had a total personality flip. Like, she used to be super outgoing and stuff, and now she's just, like, fucking paranoid all the time that this new cat is gonna come around and fight with her and stuff, and it's, like, the saddest decline of mental health I've ever seen in my life. It's like watching someone go through Alzheimer's. Yeah, it's really sad. So I don't know how we're gonna fix that yet, but that's kind of, like, the stress. That's the biggest stressor in my life right now, which is a good thing, but it's also really sad to watch, like, some of your pets just... not get along, because I've never really had that situation before where, like, it wasn't fixable by just, like, taking them away from each other, because it wasn't a permanent situation, right? But, like, we don't want to get rid of any cats, because that's not really fair to anybody.
Yeah.
And so now we have to deal with this, cat trifecta.
I went and checked on him, what was it, a couple weekends ago, and fed the dragon. But I was so worried when I did not see her at once. I didn't see her once.
She hides in the couch. You remember where Fry went when he came over?
Yeah,
that's
but I
where she
checked
hides.
There. I checked there. I checked in places that I was like, she's got to be hanging out here, like just everywhere. And I did not find her. And I was like, did she run out the door? Did I like open the door and she snuck by me or something?
No, she doesn't want to leave.
Yeah. I was just, I don't know. It made me all nervous. I was like, where is she? I'm worried about her, but that makes sense that she's, you know, since you got Spider Gwen, I feel bad, you know?
Oh yeah. Me too. It's just, you can't communicate with the cat, you know, like you can't really,
yeah.
Say, like, hey, it's going to be okay, or, like, any kind of thing that's going to make you feel better as an owner. You
right.
Just kind of have to sit there and be sad.
And make
and
sure they have food and water.
It's just a frustrating situation to be
that
part
sucks,
of, you
dude.
Know. Oh, I mean, again, I'm being a little, I guess it's a little bit dramatic, because, like, it's just cats, so it's not, like...
I mean, it still
bad,
sucks.
But...
Yeah, like, it's all good. But it still sucks.
It's not the greatest. But yeah, how do you guys live with yourselves every day?
I mostly have to squirt the cat in the face and shove him around, because he's Don't know what's happened. We're wondering if he's got some sort of issue, like an unfortunate one, because he's decided that he is the hungriest boy in the world, and we gave him more food, and he basically, we gave him enough where he was just basically vomiting, so we're like, that's too much. We walked it back, and now basically when the machine goes off, he runs from wherever he is in the house, phasing through matter as necessary.
Jesus.
And eats all the food, and then headbutts slash, like, wrestles with the machine to dispense more food. He's reached a level now where he walks into the kitchen while you're preparing food, and then just kind of walks up to you and reaches up on the counter like, where's mine? You just give this to me.
Did you make it for me?
Well, while we're there, he's not even waiting for us to leave anymore.
Just like, give him five, we'll take it. Yeah.
You know, it's that's funny. Cat does that too. Like, his whole life is food now. It was like, it's like, at no point have we ever not fed Cat. But if there's food around, or if he hears food, or if it's time of day that food's happening, before we got Gwen, he was like, hey, it's food time. Like 3 hours before and an hour after. And it's like, is this just the thing cats do when they get older, where they're just like, I keep forgetting that I'm getting fed, and like, it could stop at any moment.
Needs it.
How old is old is Lando now?
Yes.
Pretty old. I think he's probably
I think he's probably 12.
Yeah, he's okay. Getting up
or
there.
Maybe 13. He was not super young when he moved in, and that was like 7 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
Somewhere in their time soup.
I mean, I assume cats like what, around a decade-ish, too. Maybe that's like when they hit when they hit 10 years old. They're like, just give me food. I don't even care anymore.
The cats. Cats started. Amy got cat when she started at Kong or at Serum Culture.
Okay.
Has that been 10 years?
Which is
2014.
Almost.
Ish.
Okay. Yeah, almost 10 years. Right, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin's always right. Stop fucking doubting Kevin. Except when his microphone doesn't work. In which case, Kevin, come on.
It's working now. I see the little bars moving. We're good.
You're a teensy bit echoey to me, but it's still functional.
Okay.
I'd rather have your audio echoey than not your audio at all, because even though it was hard to tell, I was just editing and releasing that just to date this podcast, the one from, like, August where you were not there for, like, a lot of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was
happened.
Just we had way too many awkward pauses, and it was like, wait.
We swear we're not weird. We were just trying to let someone talk.
Right.
Well, and then we were talking about like cutting it out, and then as I listened to it, I was like, no, this shit's hilarious. I'm leaving it in. So I left it in.
So I did it for the content. That's
So I also left in Kyle and Joe arguing about the most pointless and pedantic joke.
That was fun. And I don't remember.
That was hilarious. Yeah. Well, that was really funny because Kyle was getting really pedantic about grammar, and that was like, okay. Joe was obsessed with the absolute, objectively worst form of the joke. Yeah. He was going to die on that hill.
Yeah,
and it was like,
I'm not sure. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm not really sure why I decided that particular hill that I was going to fucking die on, but I was going to die on it and take everyone with me.
Yeah, it was bad.
I don't remember the specifics, but I do remember a conversation.
Oh, I just listened to it, so it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was very eventful.
Yeah.
It was fucking hilarious because, Joe just really wanted to die on the hill of the dumbest version of a joke. That was already a dumb dad joke.
It was.
But
it was all
like,
knitted already.
What was the joke?
Yeah, what was the joke?
I don't fucking remember at this point. We'll have to listen to the episode when we do, and then we'll bring it back up next time.
No, I'll just tell you right now. The joke, as written according to most of the internet except for Joe, was... How do you catch a special rabbit?
Oh, okay.
Unique up on it. And how do you catch a domesticated rabbit? Tame way.
The tame way.
And that's it. That's it.
The way I was just talking about this was that you follow it up with the tame way, unique up on it. And that's where...
And and what I was just discussing after reviewing it and looking it up and looking at the ChatGPT.
No,
and
I'm angry again, so yeah.
Yeah. And talking to the people in my house was, when you also first mentioned it, is how do you catch a unique rabbit, unique up on it? And that repetition undermines the value of the joke, because rather than use a synonym, you already hear the word, and you hear the word again, it's not funny, unless you do the word a third time, in which case it's kind of funny, but you have to do the rules of threes. Rule of threes, what it made me think of was the one-eyed deer joke.
No idea.
You ever heard of this one?
I've heard the no idea joke. Like,
I know I was you're right. Oh. It was the I was typing as I was writing. Sorry. It's the no idea, right? So what do you call a deer with no eyes?
I got no idea.
I have no idea.
No idea. What do you call a deer with no eyes or legs?
Anything you want?
A still no idea. What do you call a deer with no eyes, no legs, and no genitalia? Still no fucking idea. And that hits the rule of threes, and the repetition makes it work. That's where that lines up.
That reminds me
for
of
this
the,
other
the,
joke, it the, needs to be succinct and self-referential. Yeah, anyway, yes.
What do you call a cross between an elephant and a rhino?
Elephino. I wonder if it's like regional or something to tell those jokes in a way where you don't do the repetition, because all these jokes are very easy to air quote change, or I was gonna say fix, but change to be not repetitive, because you can say, what do you call a blind deer, right? You don't have to say a deer with no eyes or something.
Yeah.
Right, you could you can change it, and
you have to say yeah
I wonder if like
no, and so when I first said it, I fucked the joke up.
I think the point is though, is like the first joke, the first part of the no idea joke, works by itself, but the other two parts of the joke don't work without the first one at all.
No, and that's the concept of building the joke up is fine. And Corwin mentioned this as he called him a brick joke. It's to do, I think, with you throw
the
brick, right?
Yeah.
Or you build the brick. I was unclear on how that works, but
you use the brick to rob
for him.
We can get into that too if you want to.
Well, so for what he used those for was those are the jokes you tell at like a full tech day, where you tell that joke at the beginning and then you come by later and you tell the second joke and then like 3 hours later you tell the third joke and then people are like, "Fuck off!" You're like, "No, I think I'm funny."
That's fair.
And they remember you as the no idea joke guy.
Yeah. Forever, they're like, oh,
and then they and then that that's guy. How you are at parties. The one it reminded me of, by the way, was this is also one of these really hard ones, because you have to have your joke listener play ball. How do you fit an elephant into a Safeway bag?
I don't know, Kendrick. How?
You say how?
How?
Take the S out of safe and the F out of way.
Ooh.
I can't spell fast enough right now to know what that is.
And that's the sad part. You're supposed to say, there's no effing way.
There's no
and then that's
way.
The joke. There's no effing way. And it's like, that's one of those jokes that's funny, but it requires the exact correct response. Like, it's not really a joke. It's an Abbott and Costello bit, right? So yeah, that's...
So you've got to have two people involved to get the punchline.
You need a plant for that one.
Or it's you let the person take, like, us 10 minutes to figure it out, like,
you just stare at them from the stage.
It's like the opposite of like a pink dog where you never hit the punchline. It's like one where like everybody but the person that's getting the joke told to them knows the punchline. Like everyone's like, just realize there's no F in way, and like
that
they're trying to spell it to you.
That is the opposite of a shaggy dog. Holy shit.
I was thinking
pink elephant
jokes.
And shaggy dog at the same time, so it became pink dog.
I knew what you meant.
I actually knew exactly what you meant.
I was not going to correct you.
It's like I've never felt more communicated to in my life. And I'm sorry, an event just happened here. I had to take a picture and have to put it in the other channel because the two dogs have finally sat on the giant dog bed together. This has never happened.
Oh, I'm waiting.
Their butts are touching.
Our butts are touching.
I'm going to put it in the dog channel.
Oh, I have one of those with our cat's butts touching.
They fight over it, and then when one of them's in there, the other one avoids it. But Chewie just bold as brass walked up and was like, "No, damn it, I'm sitting in the bed too."
Oh, look at him.
Well, Han's mostly, 50% of the bed.
Yeah, but that's still, Chewie would walk up and look at him. And I'll put the pictures in the episode. Sorry, I didn't mean to completely derail that. I will completely derail by talking about Second Wind for a minute.
Yeah,
you
let's
guys
talk
are done
about
talking
that.
About dumb
What's
jokes.
That?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, you haven't been tracking. Great. So there was okay. Let me. It's too long to explain. Let me sum up.
No, tell it as if I knew it, and I can just fill it in later. Cause
no, it's fine. Apparently, we'll go back far enough to say zero punctuation.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
A cartoon,
right?
Yeah, which then got picked up by The Escapist a number of years ago, and The Escapist got picked up by a couple of companies. Most recently, a company called Gamers with a U. And
so it's British.
Goomers.
Yeah. Gamers.
Okay. I like how you all settled on everything but the right one. That's good.
Yeah, fuck them.
Because they're trash. They bought them, and they did not give them enough room to do well, and they gave them unreasonable timelines, and they fired their head of the video. They fired the head of The Escapist, essentially, who was in charge of video content. Right? Yeah. And then they fired one or two other people, and then everybody else quit. Like, to a man. All of them quit.
Like, their video team. The video production team was like, yeah, fuck you.
We like Nick and we don't like you. Go fuck yourself. And so they left. An ultimate irony, it is now suspected that no one who is left actually has access to the YouTube channel or the Patreon or the Discord.
Oh,
so
no.
All of it basically just died. That whole brand that they bought 6-8 months ago, about a year ago, just stopped existing. And so all the guys and gals and non-binary pals rolled in and made their own channel called Second Wind. And it's a content creator-owned version of what they were doing. They don't have the rights to zero punctuation, so they made their own version called Fully Ramblematic. They managed to rustle up some new art already. They have a shitload of t-shirts. They already have a Patreon. The Patreon is already at, what, $30,000 a month, I think?
Yeah.
More than that. They've already got almost 250,000 subscribers on their channel, and they have 4 videos. It's one of the most amazing stories of a group of creative folks getting screwed over by the man, and then just saying, "Fuck it, we'll make our own channel
yeah,
with Blackjack."
Blackjack
Hookers.
Definition of it.
The next part that I love about it is while they've turned on monetization, so they can take donations and stuff through YouTube in addition to Patreon and PayPal. And they're going to take whatever ad revenue they get. They are not beholden to the ad revenue, and they refuse to be beholden to the ad revenue. So they can say fuck and cock and balls and shit and cunt and stuff.
Yeah.
Which they use not gratuitously, but judiciously, and I appreciate that immensely.
Yeah, no,
I love that. That's the same thing that happened with Dropout. Like,
yeah.
Like, Dropout TV is I think, completely adless, except for their ads for their own shows. And it's beautiful. Like, it's everything you want out of content generation. Like, it's such a spit in the face to, like, the YouTube algorithm and all this other shit that's just, like, ruling how content is made and the form it's made in. And, like, you gotta have your ads at the beginning, or you can't cuss until the first 3 seconds in, or, you know, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's great. I love
it. Well, and I want to mention that, in the interest of that, the episode I was just mentioning when you guys were fighting, I edited the cold open to be, I think it was Joe saying, "Fuck you, Kyle." So the first word is fuck. And I enjoy the creative freedom to do so.
Yeah, so we're on the opposite end where, like, if you don't have any listeners, you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Shit. But well, no, so, they're going to get sponsors eventually, but their sponsors are going to be cool, and they're not going to be dicks. I also found out that the reason I haven't heard about Starstruck Vagabond in a while is that Gamers was discouraging them from talking about their own personal shit.
Yeah,
And that upsets
Starstruck,
me.
Starstruck
Vagabond
things, right?
It's Yahtzee's upcoming spacefaring video game where you courier quests and mine on planets and shit.
Cool.
And you have little helper friends, and you fix your ship, and you fly through space. And he's been designing it for a couple of years now.
And they were just flat out telling him, "Don't talk about this."
Like, I don't know if they were flat out, but they were strongly discouraging. So I went from hearing about it, and he did his. I remember a couple years ago he did his dev diaries.
Yeah.
And this game came out of that, and so he was working on it. He's still working on it. He's still going to release it. He also has at least one novel coming up, and I think a second one after that, because he's got two or three. Two main novel series, and I think he's working on a third one. the Jack McEwen crazy ridiculous sci-fi shooter series, and the what is it called? I'll put it in the doobly-doo later. It's questionably amorphic or something like that. It's kind of a Dresden-esque, but in Britain, kind of, I don't know what to call it. Urban fantasy, but not really urban.
Cool.
British modern fantasy. No, yeah. It's good stuff. And he narrates them all himself on the audiobook, so.
That's cool.
It's quite nice. But yeah, no. So we don't have zero punctuation anymore. They call it fully ramblomatic. Instead of extra punctuation, it's semi-ramblomatic, because that's the right I have the rights to. The design delve is still there and it's still good. And Cold Take is still there, and that premieres tomorrow. And
the we'll more you're naming good. Things, the less I think I ever listen to The Escapist. Because, like...
that, right? No, that's fair. And
like, I feel like I've only heard of zero punctuation.
Yeah, right. No, that's very common.
That was one of the things they talked about in the interview, too, was, like, their corporate overlords during a lot of their meetings were talking about all of these projects that these guys were trying to build and create. We're like... zero punctuation was the only profitable thing that was happening at The Escapist, because they were focusing on the way that like YouTube ad revenue monetization and all of these other weird little like nickel and dime methods that they were using. It's like, these are the things we're looking to like mark profitability. And I think Nick was saying in the interview I was listening to, he's like, I didn't want to focus on
who's Nick's
ad revenue. Nick is the guy that they fired, the CEO that they got rid of.
The
that
director,
basically,
the director.
Yeah, director, yeah. Director. Yeah, who
oh,
basically
the, everybody followed. Got it. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's like, I don't want that. I want this number of subscribers that are paying us $2 a pop, like a month. Like that's more sustainable, immediate like revenue that will grow faster than this nickel and dime crap, and that's why they fired him.
I also that makes sense to me too, because if in a world where you're competing with other subscription models that are just ruthlessly splitting, it's funny to see like I will more than gladly pay like the dropout cost before using anything but a free trial for like Paramount Plus, you know,
right? Well, the only stuff that's gated at this point on Second Wind is some writings by Darren Mooney, I think it is, and so he's writing two articles a week. Otherwise, everything else, it's the same stuff. You just pay for it, and you want to support it. And there's some benefits, some discount codes and shit like that. But like, it's mostly just to see the thing happen. There's very little content that's gated right now. There might be one point. They're making all the excuses to be like, we'll change your mind, but they're gonna do The Adventure Is Nigh, or they can't mean it call it that, but they were doing a D&D campaign that was animated.
Yeah.
I think it was animated. Cool. But yeah, so they're gonna do that again when they get their shit together. So yeah, crazy. We're getting close to time, but I wanted to share that again, even though by the time this comes out, it'll be old news. But
because
they
thought. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, my final thought was that zero punctuation's been around since 2007-ish, because it was he coined the PC Master Race.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was for The Witcher, the original Witcher game in 2007.
Yep, 16 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and it ended overnight.
If you ever wondered where that PC Master Race came from, and... yeah, overnight ending. It's kind of crazy.
I feel like the more we exist in the world, the more it's funny to see these like these things fail. Like you're like, okay, well, like the people didn't fail, but the like five dudes that they put in place to try to air quote run the company just did not know how to do it. It was there because of nepotism.
Yeah.
There's something,
and that's the part that's
stupid
here, right?
Because it's like a case study. You're just like, look at these 70,000 things that happened and how they didn't work. So stop doing this.
Right? Gamers bought the Escapist brand from their previous company that owned them. I don't remember the name, but they bought it. So they spent money on that. And then they were like, grow more. And then after a while, they were like, actually, you're fired.
When did that
and they're
happen?
Like, okay, well, September last year, I think. September or October last year.
Fairly recently.
Yeah, less than a full calendar year, I think. But yeah, so they got bought from them. The last guys weren't necessarily great either, but it was still like they bought them, and then it was like, oh well, actually we're just gonna leave because you guys suck, and it turns out it's like, yeah, no, you don't actually own the people, you don't even own their ideas, you own one expression of like some copyrightable thing, and then they're just going to make a different one. And they already have new theme songs, which slap just as hard as the original.
Yeah,
so,
because again, like, it's their whole video and design team that left. The people that were already making this shit, and they're like, fuck you, we'll just go make it over here.
And Gamers was, again, the architect of their own despair because they discouraged Nick from having full-time employees. And he has a lot of freelancers that he trusts and knows. So when this all happened, he just started making phone calls. So the art was done for Fairly Emblematic was not done in-house. That was a third-party person.
Talk
the music, third-party. He just, like, started calling people, and they're like, fuck yeah, I'll do a thing for you. You pay me next year, I don't fucking care.
Talk about authoring your own demise there. Like, you're like, hey, don't hire people, so we can't build relationships. So the one person who's hiring is going to, like, hire all these contract employees that are more than willing to, at the drop of a hat, leave and go work somewhere else as long as they're still getting paid. Like, they have no... And I'm not saying, like, you should have allegiance to a company, but you kind of build a little bit of allegiance when you work somewhere. You're like, I don't want to, like, just leave because. But if I'm a temp employee or a contract employee and the only thing I get from you is money, like, money is money.
I'm outie.
Yeah. Like,
I'm outie.
If I can get money from anywhere, your money is as good as my money, as good as your money.
It all trades. Yeah. One last thing I wanted to mention was the tweet that Frost, if you've seen him, he does the... Cold Takes. His comment was, "I'm gonna take a chance on the guy who took a chance on me, so I'm out."
I did see that.
That's a line on a tombstone.
Like, not to say, not to make it up, but that's fucking cold, dude.
Yeah, it is, and it is because it's what it was. Is that he didn't have a strong background, and Nick saw him, heard his audition role, was like, "That guy, bring him in," and then he did. And Cold Takes is one of the best things they've done. They wanted to do the next Yahtzee Croshaw, and it's like, well, you found him. And so there you go. So new
both.
Thing. There'll be links all over the place, but by then they'll be the biggest fucking corporate entity on the internet by the time this airs. So
cool.
Hell yeah.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Let's quit and make our own
farts.
Shit.
We did.
I don't know.
Quit sock.